Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad to be your host. Saying thanks to the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Just ended this past weekend out in Rapid City, South Dakota. Thanks to them for being a part of our sponsors here on The Good Stuff. Glad to have them back this year. We do want to remind you about the Tri-State Livestock News. And of course, that's your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of your publication is tailored to the cattleman. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the cattle industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And in today's competitive market, how do you make sure you get the best price for your cattle? It's simple. You start with the best. Slutton Angus's 36th annual bull sale is going to be Monday, February 12th. Guess what? That's this coming Monday in Faith, South Dakota. Breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring Man in Black, 115 bulls and 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. Don't forget, this coming Monday, it's the Slutton Angus bull sale at Faith, South Dakota.
Kim, the Super Bowl is coming up in Las Vegas this Sunday.
I didn't know that.
You didn't hear about that?
No, I hadn't heard
a
word.
Not about Taylor Swift and Kelsey. Anyway, a friend of mine has a couple of tickets, so if you want to go, we could pick these up.
Okay, there we go.
It's for the 2024 Super Bowl on February the 11th. They're both VIP tickets. He paid $2,500 each, which was a pretty good deal, but he didn't realize last year when he bought them that it was going to be the same day as his wedding. Now, if you're interested, he's looking for someone to take his place.
Okay.
It's at the Holy Cross Church on Lake Avenue at 3 p.m.
Oh, Michael.
The bride's name is Julie. She's 5'4", about 115 pounds, black hair, very energetic, has two jobs, and is a very good cook. She'll be the one in the white dress.
That is pretty bad. You know that?
Yeah, I know.
I think this football thing's out of control. I don't know. Hey, guess what I've got? I've got five things Jesus did not say. This is from Susan Calloway. He did not say, follow your heart. Jesus said, follow me. He did not say, be true to yourself. Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself. Number three, believe in yourself. Jesus said, believe in me. Live in your truth. Jesus actually says, I am the truth. And as long as you are happy, what Jesus said is, what will it profit a man if he gains the world and loses his soul? That's from Jeremiah 17:9. So I thought that was a pretty good comparison. What do you think, Mike?
Good job.
Thanks. So, oh, hey, guess what else I have?
What do you have?
I couldn't resist. Can I do one more groundhog joke?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Has anyone played that weird Mexican carnival game where groundhogs pop out of the holes and you have to smear them with avocado? I really stink at guacamole.
Ah. That was bad. Hey,
yeah.
I hear that Punxsutawney Phil is going to predict an early spring.
You hear that?
I heard that.
So. Oh, very good. Let's go with that.
All right. I'm going to give you rules for dating my daughter.
Okay, let's go.
Number one, have a job.
Good point.
Number two, understand I don't like you. Number three, I am everywhere.
Ooh.
Number four rule for dating my daughter, you make her cry, I make you cry.
I like that.
Number five, be home 30 minutes early. And number six rule for dating my daughter, if you lie to me, I will find out. And number seven, she is my princess, not your conquest. And the final rule out of the eight rules for dating my daughter, I don't mind going to jail.
I like that. Hey, I could add one on a grandparent's point of view.
What's that?
Well, our granddaughter, we just put pictures of her cleaning her Colt 45 around when boys come to pick her up.
That certainly helps out.
Yep, that works pretty good. Okay, Mike, a Hollywood hostess giving instructions to a new maid just before a party cautioned, now remember, Marie, when you serve my guests, don't wear any jewelry. I haven't anything valuable, madame, answered the maid, but thanks for the warning, just the same.
Gotta watch out for those folks.
Yep. And as we look to wrap up, you spend the first 2 years of your child's life teaching them to walk and talk. Then you spend the next 16 years telling them to sit down and be quiet. Oh, that's just a little information for you to make your day go a little bit better. And thank you so much for joining us right here on The Good Stuff.